The Coburn Town Council workshop meeting for Monday, January the 25th, 2021, 6:30 p.m. to order. We are meeting under the guidelines issued by the Attorney General of the State of Virginia concerning telephone meetings, as well as code that the town of Coburn has previously passed. Now, Kathy, if you do us a roll call, please.
Carlos Collins. Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we have everyone present. Mr. Mooney, if you would do some opening prayer, please.
Great. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you've blessed us with, and thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather as a council. We want to thank you for the technology that we have access to in order to make it easier and safer for everyone to be able to attend. I ask that you just be with us about this meeting, and that you will lead and guide our conversation, and that everything that we say and do be pleasing and honorable unto you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Mr. Williams, if you will do the honor of doing the pledge for us too, again, please. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, in liberty and justice for all.
Hey, thank you. Okay, first item on the agenda tonight is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, interested person in and around the town of Coburn. We ask that when you speak up, which is state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Is there anyone for public expression? Okay, hearing no one speak up, I'm going to close public expression. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It could be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I will make a motion that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of approving the agenda as presented, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed to the agenda? Okay, hearing no one opposed, we are going to approve the agenda as presented. First item on that agenda is reports, and the reports first is Town Manager Report, Mr. Williams.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I got a few things here. One, the police department CSF fund, the budget amendment was approved today. I haven't gotten with chief or anybody down there to determine the hours or anything like that, but a couple of them are pretty close to the original one. I'm sure he'll probably have more to say when he comes on. The COVID-19 Municipality Utility Fund, I have submitted the certification to Mr. Hatfield for his final signature, and I was hoping to get that back today, but I haven't yet. And also, reference to the same thing, I completed the customer intake form, which is where the customers has to fill a form out and explain or answer questions on how the COVID-19 related to them affected them paying the utility bills. And as soon as I get the letter back from Mr. Hatfield, I plan on posting that onto our webpage. Also spoke with Mr. O'Quinn in reference to the racetrack. He was unable to make tonight's meeting, but he requests to be on the agenda for the 8th of February.
Okay, good to see you.
I also talked with Mr. Beavers. We came by to approve the stamp that's going to be on the side of our trash containers. It's going to be the town seal. Will be on one side, and also the serial number. So that's been forwarded up, and I'm guessing they're probably starting that this coming week to put those 700 cans together. And also, as far as the truck goes, it's still in the making process. He still anticipates around the end of March, if not first of February week, having that back and brought to us. He didn't want to say to be sooner, but he kind of just stayed where he was with the end of March type thing.
Okay, you said the end of March or the beginning of March, Jim?
The beginning, toward the end of March to the beginning of first week of February, or April.
Okay, you said February, it's kind of had me confused.
I was going back this
way.
I wrote it down.
It's
like February,
maybe. What? I could have said December. I'm at a standstill now, but I got a letter from. VRA today, or email from them, and they're basically requesting information to follow up with the status of our to check up on the status of our water and our wastewater grants or jobs. I got with Lane Group and got an update on that, and basically they're waiting on for the construction crews that are all up near Washington County to get back to increase the chances of getting better bids and possibly just better prices on the construction outfit for that. And also she asked about where our progress was with the memorandum of understanding with the Wise County administrator, as far as them trying to adopt the obligation to accept the obligation of this grant. And I contacted Karen today, and she's on the impression that we already had it sent out to us. So she did some research on it, and then I got an email from